The U.S. Open Golf Championship begins this morning at Southern Hills Country Club in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tiger Woods begins the tournament, having won the last four major championships. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob.
Oh, great golf guru, put Mr. Woods' achievement into perspective, will you?
Well, let me see if I can do that for a non-guru like yourself. Jack Nicklaus, the greatest golfer of all time, without any doubt, never won more than two major titles in a row. This is a sport where if you win once in every 10 tournaments, you are considered to be superb, a champion. Tiger, over the last 2 years, has won approximately five out of each 10 events he's entered. But here's what tells you about Tiger, I think, more than anything else. Last week, the legal bookies in Great Britain, where betting on sports is big business, as you know, took Tiger off the board completely. They said even if you want to bet on him with even money odds or worse, you can't. We're not taking any more bets because so much money is being bet on Tiger. That's betting on one guy against 155 guys, which is a little bit like the odds of speeding up to get through a speed trap.
Now, why is he better than everyone else?
Boy, that's the question the other golfers wish they had an answer to. He has obvious physical skills, but it's so much more than that. He's so tough mentally that as a golf tournament goes on, he wears the other golfers out. They look, they see him on the leaderboard, they go, oh boy, here comes Tiger. They start to make mistakes, and as he has matured as a player, he has stopped making mistakes, which he did make when he first came on tour. Now he never makes anything higher than a par, it seems like, and you don't lose when you do that.
Has to be somebody with nothing to lose who will come along to challenge him.
Well, interestingly, the guy who came closest to beating him in a major in the last year was Bob May, not one of the stars like David Duval or Phil Mickelson or Ernie Els, but a guy, as you say, who had nothing to lose. No one thought Bob May had a chance coming down the stretch in the PGA Championship last August, and he took Tiger to a playoff and came the closest to beating him. It's my theory, though, that Tiger's greatest challenger is probably 13 years old right now. And has pictures of Tiger Woods on the wall of his room, the way Tiger had pictures of Jack Nicklaus on the wall of his room. Because if you look back through golf history, rivalries tend to be generational. And I think that the great rival for Tiger is some kid who's going to model himself after Tiger and then come out and challenge him.
Well, barring injury, which certainly no one wants, how might Tiger lose this week?
Well, his father said a couple of weeks ago that he thought the only thing that could stop Tiger was a bad marriage. And his father knows about bad marriages. He's had a couple. But, again, you look at Tiger's role model, Jack Nicklaus. Been married 40 years, 5 children, 12 grandchildren. Still gets mad at the age of 61 when he doesn't play as well as he thinks he should. So I suspect that the only thing that could stop Tiger is, as you say, some kind of injury.
Well, we know he owns golf, but is he, as Paul Azinger said, the most dominant athlete in history?
Well, I think it's premature to call him that, but only premature. If he continues to do what he's done the last 2 years over a period of 10, then I think you would have to categorize him that way, because the numbers that he has compiled in the last 2 years are more dominant in his sport than anyone has ever been in any sport.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, author of A Good Walk Spoiled and The Majors.